Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Feeling good? Ready. Ready too. Ready to get this money. Let's get this.
Charlie the Cannibal Campbell representing Law MMA, Long Island, New York.
Let's go, Charlie. Let's go, baby.
Those kicks are nice, though, for Charlie Campbell.
Great job.
Good days right now.
Oh, big right hand.
Oh, nice right. And again.
Hey, you're too fast for him, Charlie. Too fast for him, Charlie. Nice.
Good thing.
Beautiful.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, baby. Yeah, Charlie.
So proud, man. That was a dog performance, man. He dogged that out.
So far, fight of the night by far. Trevor Peak always brings it. Charlie Campbell, I mean, that man has got so much potential. And I think everyone else in here agrees, right? That fight was ridiculous. Excuse me, I gotta get back to work.
Hey, this is gonna be a good fight. Yeah, I'm here at the UFC Apex, watching some great fights. I'm here for Chepe Mariscal, who's 2-0 in the UFC. And the only reason we pursued this career is because we're such big fans of fighting, so why not come watch the fights?
Come on, good position. Control range.
Chepe, machine gun, Mariscal. Morgan, the last pirate, Charrier.
Control range. Me! Nice. Keep his feet moving. Beautiful.
Chepe's a dog. It was good to see, you know, good to see a teammate come out with the W. Good win. Dangerous fight. Good win.
It's main event time. Big rankings at stake here in the middleweight division.
More kicks, Brandon.
To fight. They left everything in the octagon tonight.
For your winner by split decision, Brendan!
End of the day, a fantastic fight between two tremendous fighters.
I'm proud of both of them. I'm happy for the show that they just put on, and that's what it is.
Just play with that.
Hoje é sparring, kickboxing. E vamos aí, né?
Chama?
Chama.
Hoje vocês vão ver ali, ele tá fazendo, pô, os adultos, né? Mas tem a molecada assim mais jovem também, mas eles são os mais novos.
Boa! Aí, ó,
golpe, eu tô todo dia com eles, então é difícil a gente perceber, né? Esse crescimento. Mas poder você ver ele agora, volta daqui 4, 5, 6 meses, pô, você já viu uma grande diferença. Os moleques estão, pô, estão esticando.
4 anos, the guys is the same as me, man. Watch his kids over here. And everybody love it, man. Everybody love it. It's a passion, it's a. They're fans, but it's a family, you know? The Ohana family, we call it. It's like that. It's a great vibe.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. Let's get this vibe. My
right. Mr. Buff introduce Alex Pereira for the UFC 300. Can you do that? Oh, man. Come on, Bruce.
The reigning, defending, undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion in the world, Alex Whatton!
Shama, shama, shama,
mean, definitely 12 months ago, I did not see this happening, but there's been a lot of winding and twists and turns along the path. This was the moment, this was the time. It's now or never. It's a big risk, but I like big risks. I'm all in, you know, I'm all in. Polly is, you know, she's a beast, man. She's a time battle tested, you know, true champion in my book. She's probably the toughest test in the division, I would say, for me. I'm very excited for this opportunity. I think that it's gonna be a great fight, and I look forward to seeing who is able to implement their game plan, you know? That's what it's all about.
We're at Rec Hall at the Penn State Wrestling Facility, and this will be my last workout of camp. I feel a lot of support from these guys when I go to fight, and it's the same when they compete, you know? So the week after I fight, a lot of these guys will be competing in the Olympic trials here actually in State College. So, you know, as soon as I'm done, I'll be back here and helping them prepare for their competition. Being at UFC 300, it does feel extra special. You know, it's a big event. I'm grateful that, you know, I'm on the main card and I'm gonna be able to perform in front of a big crowd, and you know, that's always fun for me. And every competition, every time I get to compete, it's special, but this is even more special. The pressure's on. People expect me to go out there and dominate, and for me, you know, I already expect that out of myself, so that's what I'm gonna go do.
Well, I've been playing golf with my dad, started early. Just always been a fun game for me. It's super challenging.
Oh, no. Oh, I needed that.
Look at that. Hey. Very much a mental game, so just haven't figured that part out yet. Working out every evening, sitting around the house, you know, thinking about what's coming up.
Can't let him get too up on us, Ben. I just recovered with this right here.
Trying to not make it too much and not get too caught up in the moment and just get out here and kind of get relaxed. First par, I hit it soft.
So this guy, my son over here.
Come on, you got this.
Put on the spot, dude.
Nice and easy, let that freaking nice club do the work. Holy
I think I'm good at this game, but I'm not. I play a lot, every time I play, I'm usually shooting way over than I did last time, so it's no progress, but it's a fun game.
Damn.
Definitely pisses you off, though.
Guys suck.
Today is Sunday. Sunday is Mexican food. The man I cooked today for my team. My team stay here. I'm so happy for the guys that are supporting me. The camp. Yeah, bro. I'm happy.
Finally, tomorrow we will be at fight week. We prepared, we've been working so hard all this fight camp for Diego, and I mean, we're just happy to be here to share moments together before like the war.
We definitely did our homework like we would anybody else, but Max, he's a striker among strikers. He's very accurate, he's very intelligent. There's a reason why he has the most strikes landed here in UFC. What he does with purpose.
You know, all the work's been done already, so just staying sharp, making sure his body's moving well until fight time, you know what I mean?
I'm fighting a BMF. We on the card, we the BMFs of the card, you know? If I chose not to do it, that doesn't sound really BMF for me, right? We really want to focus on our speed and make sure that we bring our speed from 45 up to 55s. We get to see how well it works come Saturday, so, you know, you just gotta get it done.
There's flowers all over this place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this little guy. We're in the Valley of Fire. Stole a car and came out to the middle of nowhere to get some peace and quiet. Quiet the mind, feed the soul. I feel like I used to fight probably a very, like, from a place of fear, and now I fight very much from a place of love and, like, joy. I just truly feel like this is my purpose in life. It's important to stay grounded and stay, like, rooted in truth, and this does that for me. I want to be UFC champion pretty much more than anything. Like, that's what I want. And I'll be okay no matter what. I'm feeling good. One step closer to making my dreams come true.